This is my story.
I'm a deserter. That's right. Sure, I know this is war. But I'm going to be with my wife when she has our baby, and no army's going to stop me. You heard me, lady. I'm going over the hill tonight.
This is my story, a human document in the records of the American Red Cross, whose history of peacetime service is known to every American, whose program of wartime service to American fighting men on all foreign battlefronts and to women and children at home is the greatest and most varied ever attempted by a civilian organization. The American Red Cross gratefully presents Lee Bowman, who has come here to tell the story of Joe Stevens, who wanted to be a deserter. The names are fictitious. The story is true. The boy and girl might have come from your own neighborhood. Now, Lee Bowman as Joe Stevens, private United States Army, on duty at one of the many vitally important isolated anti-aircraft batteries where women of the Red Cross go to help whenever and however they can.
These cookies are fine, lady. Fine. Thanks. I like cookies with walnuts in them. Tastes fine. Nice of you to bring them all the way down here. Very nice. Look, lady. What do you keep looking at me like that for? You don't want to go around being a mind reader, figuring out what soldiers are thinking about, do you? No, you don't want to do that.
You boys in the anti-aircraft batteries don't have much fun, do you?
Why, we have a lot of fun, lady. Look at the sky, count clouds. Look at each other till we get tired of that, and then count some more clouds. Great life if you don't weaken.
I've heard other boys down here talk just the way you're talking.
Oh, sure, sure.
The time it takes to get to town and back doesn't leave much out of a six-hour pass, does it?
That's what we keep telling the colonel. You know what he says? This is war, he says. So what am I kicking about? You got anybody from your family wearing a uniform, lady?
My son is overseas with the engineers.
He's lucky. Don't have to count the clouds and add up the stars. Sure, sure, maybe he gets shot at. But he can shoot back. He's doing something. He don't get time to think. A fella has to... Lady, thanks for the cookies and stuff. Tell the Red Cross Joe Stevens said thanks.
Joe?
You think I got something on my mind bothering me, don't you?
I know you have.
Well, you're right, all right. I wonder if you'd figure you'd ought to tell the colonel... Guy got something off his chest just so... Well, so somebody knows he's not quite as much of a rat as they're going to say he was. I usually can keep things to myself. Always have.
Joe...
I'm all kind of mixed up. Best thing I can do is just say you and the rest of the Red Cross ladies that come down here to the battery, you're a nice bunch, and tell you goodbye.
Civilians aren't supposed to be told when you're shipping out, are they, Joe?
I'm not telling you any war secrets, lady. I'm telling you goodbye for me, Joe Stevens, nobody else but me. I'm pulling out of here tonight.
But Joe...
Me, nobody else. I'm going over the hill. Now you can yell for the sergeant, go tell the colonel. That won't stop me long. Maybe you won't, anyhow. Maybe you figure a man's got it right, war or no war. Maybe I just claim you made it up.
Why?
What's the usual reason a guy runs out on a war?
You're no coward, Joe.
Maybe I am.
No. You know what happens to deserters?
This Private Stevens is war. Okay with me. Deserting my post in a war area, okay. If I get away with it, fine. If I don't, all right. My wife needs me worse than the Army does.
Your wife?
Your son married?
No.
Well, supposing when he gets home, supposing he comes walking in at your house and he don't even care if you like it or not. He just tells you, I'm married and this is my wife. You'd probably be nice to her at that. Probably would. You're a different kind of people than my wife's old man. You want to laugh, lady? I'll tell you about me and Marty. That's my wife's name. And Marty's father. He's a big shot now.
Oh, Joe, you'll just have to be all right.
Sure, sure, Marty. He better be.
Well, he can't do anything now. We're married.
And we're going to stay married.
Oh, Dad, you know Joe Stevens.
Yes.
Well, We got married this morning.
Marty, you what?
Yes, Joe's leaving for the army, and so we decided to go ahead and, without telling you.
So you wouldn't listen to me?
Now, look, Mr. Scott.
I've told you a good many times to stay away from my daughter.
Oh, Dad.
So you wouldn't listen to me. All right, Marty. I hope your husband has a home ready for you.
Mr. Scott, wait a minute.
Oh, Joe. Why did it have to be this way?
Sounds like a movie, don't it, lady?
Where's your wife now, Joe?
I've got a home for her. Sure I have. One little room in the back of a broken-down bungalow that belongs to an old woman that won't even trust my wife with a key of her own. That's how I take care of my family.
Joe.
I tell the colonel I want to get leave. I don't tell him my family troubles. That's my business. I just ask for leave. And he says, sure, Joe, sure, as soon as we can spare you. I know how you feel, he says. I'm married myself, haven't seen my family in months. But we're very short-handed at the guns right now.
That's true, isn't it, Joe?
They're going to have to get along without me after tonight.
They'll report you AWOL. Then the authorities will be looking for you, and they'll find you, Joe. And how can you help your wife if you're in jail? What will her father say when he hears that his daughter's husband is an army deserter? Who will it help?
She's got nobody else. Nobody but me. She don't know anybody out here. She's alone. She can't have her baby all alone.
Her baby?
Any day now. But that's our business. Nobody else's. I'm not going to go tell the colonel in front of a bunch of guys. Please, colonel, I'm about to be a father and I want to be there. And my wife can't telephone because there's no phone where she lives. And I didn't get a letter for days, so I figure she's too sick to even walk down to the corner and mail a letter. So I'll be a deserter. I gotta be there when my wife has the baby. And you and the whole army can't stop me. You heard me, lady. I'm going over the hill tonight. Now, you know all about it. I got it off my chest. Maybe if they grab me and I'm up for court-martial, I'll call you for a witness to tell the court I had good motives. The very best.
Joe, you've got every reason to want to be with her. But deserting the army isn't the way.
It's my way. Oh, why don't I keep my big mouth shut? What do I have to go sounding off about telling you?
You have to tell somebody.
Once a sap, always a sap.
You've told yourself what you're going to do. But you haven't been able to tell yourself it's the right thing to do for you or for her or for the baby that's coming. Will you do one thing for me and for them?
What?
Wait till tomorrow. Till noon tomorrow, that's all. You haven't had much contact with the Red Cross. We come down to the batteries with magazines and things to eat. But that isn't all the Red Cross does in times like these, Joe. That's a very minor part of it. Will you give me your wife's address? Let me see what the Red Cross can do to help before you do something that won't help anybody. Joe, wait, will you? Wait. I'm sure this is the house.
I hope the soldier gave you the right address. Sometimes men who decide to go over the hill invent their reasons.
I don't believe it, Doctor. I won't believe it. This must be where his wife lives.
What you want?
We were told that Mrs. Joseph Stevens rents a room here. Her husband's a private in the army. I'm from the Red Cross Auxiliary, and this is Doctor...
Doctor? You doctor, mister?
Yes, I'm the doctor.
I don't call no doctor. I don't have money to pay doctor bills. I'm poor. Just rent to live on. She got no money.
Mrs. Stevens?
She say her husband come and take care of things. She say he's coming any time. He don't come. Don't write. No money.
We're from the Red Cross. You, know about the Red Cross?
I give to Red Cross last year. Every year I can. Everybody do that. But she say her husband...
Her husband's on duty and can't get leave. I told him I'd see if the Red Cross can't help until he can.
Well, you come in then. You better hurry, Doctor. She needs you, Doctor. She needs Doctor bad. Here, come this way. Mrs. Stevens, here's Doctor. Red Cross Doctor.
Lady.
Joe, I wasn't sure I'd find you here. I was afraid you might have...
And why didn't I? Wait, you told me, and I waited. Sure, sure, I stayed in the army counting clouds.
Joe, I brought you a letter from your wife.
You... You what? Hey. Where?
Read it, Joe. Don't worry, she's all right. She dictated the letter to me and signed it.
Joe, dearest, you mustn't get excited when you read this. I'm in the hospital. Hospital. The Red Cross lady and the doctor brought me here this morning. I've been very sick, I guess. The Red Cross doctor said I might have lost the baby. I might have lost the baby if I hadn't had medical attention. But I'm all right now. I'm all right now. They're all so good to me, Joe. They all act as if they'd been friends of ours for years back home. I don't need a thing except to see you. And the Red Cross said they've talked to your colonel, and he says you'll be given leave tomorrow to come and see me at the hospital and stay right close till the baby comes. I guess the baby's coming in a day or so now. Lady. Lady. I was going to be a deserter. I was going to go over the hill. I've got a wife and a daughter. That's right, a daughter, and she's swell. I'd have been a fine father, fine husband, a deserter. Look, I'm a guy that gets it off my chest. When I owe a bill, I pay it the best I can, the best I know how. Well, if it wasn't for the Red Cross... You hear me now? If it wasn't for the Red Cross...
If it wasn't for the Red Cross, how many times men and women and children have said that, felt it spoken out of their hearts, their gratitude, not to the Red Cross as an organization, but to the men and women who work for the Red Cross, and to the American men and women and children whose contributions make possible the continuing work of the Red Cross at home and on the battlefront. Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Bowman, who has been Joe Stevens in our story, speaks now for himself and for the American Red Cross. Mr. Bowman.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to appear on this program. If I have brought one hope of happiness to any of the thousands of anxious mothers, I'm more than grateful. And to the others, may I ask that you be generous when you give to your Red Cross this year. The need is the greatest in history. And more than 50 cents out of every dollar you give goes to the Red Cross service to the armed forces. Please, ladies and gentlemen, let's give all we can. Thank you.
The American Red Cross thanks Lee Bowman for his appearance on this program through the courtesy of the Hollywood Victory Committee. In the cast appearing with Mr. Bowman were Verna Felton, Sarah Berner, Beverly Brown, and Leo Cleary, who volunteered their services. I Am a Deserter was written by Robert D. Andrews and produced by the Hollywood Writers Mobilization.